Czechia has 12 cities, towns, and other historic sites on the UNESCO World Heritage List. They are as diverse as the magnificent centre of Prague and rural cottages in the village of Holešovice in the south of Bohemia. But does inclusion on the prestigious UNESCO list actually help local authorities to keep them preserved? And aren't the growing crowds of tourists becoming more of a problem? Vít Pohanka has been looking for the answers both in the Czech Republic and at UNESCO's headquarters in Paris.
The official promotional video for Český Krumlov shows beautiful high-resolution views of this fairytale town in the south of Bohemia. It was officially included in the World Heritage List by UNESCO in 1992. According to its mayor, Dalibor Carda, this gave Český Krumlov the right positive impulse at the right time.
Jednoznačně ano, protože město v podstatě muselo napřít všechny své síly.
Yes, because it took pretty much all the strength of the town to represent the Czech Republic and also itself on the world stage. So the positive change after joining the UNESCO World Heritage Site has been incredible. There is absolutely no comparison between what the Český Krumlov town center looks like today and what it looked like some 30 years ago or even before the Second World War. The town is in great shape and ready for tourists. It has really become one of the most significant tourist sites in Europe.
But even Mayor Carda admits that Český Krumlov is becoming a bit of a victim of its success. The small town has only about 13,000 inhabitants, but it needs services for a city several times its size. Indeed, there are so many visitors that the town hall had to put some restrictions on the number of large groups of visitors who typically come in buses from Prague or neighboring Austria.
My jsme zavedli systém evidence autobusů a jejich rezervací dopředu máme už na...
We implemented our electronic evidence system that monitors bus reservations in advance. Our Český Krumlov Development Fund, which tracks the reservations, has already some 3,500 reservations for tourist trips. All in all, it comes to about 170 buses per day and 3,500 people from them, plus individual visitors. While I was driving yesterday, I noticed that our biggest car park is already completely filled with cars. So, when you add everything up, our town grows significantly during the tourist season. We have about the same amount of waste as a city with 45,000 or 50,000 people.
The mayor of Český Krumlov, Dalibor Carda. I'm now some 200 kilometers away from Český Krumlov in front of the pilgrimage church of St. John of Nepomuk, another Czech World Heritage Site. On a typical summer weekend, it is also very busy. The mayor of the nearby town of Žďár nad Sázavou is Martin Mrkos.
Město ožívá, utrácejí se v něm peníze. Má to nějaký sociální ekonomický efekt obecně.
The city is getting livelier. People spend money and generally there is a positive social and economic impact. Of course, there is a negative side, which shows itself when too many tourists arrive to visit and the capacity and infrastructure of the town is simply not enough to handle the flow.
Co to ekonomicky městu přináší? Není to nakonec ale přece jenom...
But what does that realistically mean for the town's economy? Is it not the case that the tourists only show up, look at the church and then leave again without spending money in local businesses?
Zdejší podniky?
Tak obecně jde se na to takhle dívat a do jisté míry s vámi souhlasím.
Well, you can look at it that way and to a certain extent I agree with you. Tourists who come here to see the UNESCO site don't really spend 2 or 3 days here. Nonetheless, it is assumed that tourists at least go to the cafes, ice cream shops and so on, and that they buy souvenirs. So there is at least a minimal economic benefit.
Teda u památek, kde přijíždí a zároveň i ten den odjíždí.
Martin Mrkos, mayor of Žďár nad Sázavou. The Czech capital Prague, or more precisely, its historic center, has been on the UNESCO World Heritage List since 1992. Jan Kassel was the city's mayor in the 1990s and early 2000s. Now he is the president of the Czech Chamber of Architects, and this puts him in a unique position to explain the pros and cons of the inclusion of a city in the World Heritage List.
Samozřejmě to, že jste na seznamu, tak jste možná pod nějakým drobnohledem, možná máte nějaké vnitřní zábrany.
Being on the list, of course, means that you are kind of under a microscope. You have some limits and you have a domestic legislature that should try to comply with the sort of action that UNESCO requires. But if that sort of thing is not embedded in you or your society, it is not shared by the individuals, then an organization cannot make it happen. If you can impose sanctions, which is perhaps a needed course of action, especially for Czech society, but that is all you can do.
In other words, it is up to local authorities and people who live in such places to take care of their own heritage. UNESCO only recognizes their significance. It doesn't provide the financial and other resources for the upkeep of these sites. And in some cases, the advice of UNESCO experts can be counterproductive, says architect Jan Kassel.
Jsou to omezení, někdy jsou to až jako zbytečné restrikce, když do Prahy přijede.
Sometimes there are unnecessary restrictions. For example, a group of observers came to Prague and stopped construction on several high-rises in Pankrác, which were planned in the year 2000 by the American architect Richard Meyer to be the highest buildings in Prague. These buildings do not, at least in my view, decrease the historical value of the historic center of Prague. Pankrác is not a part of it. These buildings would not have any aesthetic or physical impact on the center. But because of the experts' opinions, the whole project was, unfortunately, greatly reduced, and to this day some parts of it are still left unfinished.
Jan Kassel, former mayor of Prague, now the president of the Czech Chamber of Architects. Let's take a step back. UNESCO included the first three Czech sites in the World Heritage List in the early 1990s. There were at that time only about 300 sites on the list worldwide. Now, in 2019, there are nearly 1100 of them, and the number keeps growing. Isn't there a risk that the prestige of UNESCO status will diminish? That's a question I put to Mechtil Tressler, who is director of the World Heritage Center at UNESCO headquarters in Paris.
Absolutely. We had this discussion over the past years. Maybe you have read my book, which is a book on the history of the World Heritage Convention, where we analyzed and made interviews of 1 hour with about 50 of the founding fathers and mothers of the convention. And some of them said we thought the World Heritage List would stop at 100. Some of the others said the diversity, both the biological, natural diversity and the cultural diversity, is infinitive on this earth. So it's normal that the World Heritage List also evolves. So there is a great variety of opinions, including with those who have created this convention. We did an interview, including with Russell Train, etc., who was already there at the White House conference. So one cannot say it clearly, but what is most important is that only those sites which are of outstanding universal value should be brought forward and inscribed on the World Heritage List. And what we see is, unfortunately, a politicization with a raised by certain countries to get more sites. This is really a very worrying evolution.
As mentioned, Czechia has 12 World Heritage Sites. Italy has 54 of them. At the same time, India, which is many times more populous and has a very rich history as well, has only 37 sites. Should the World Heritage List perhaps be more geographically balanced?
Very much so. They have adopted in 1994 the so-called global strategy, where they said that the list should be a list which is more balanced in terms of geographical distribution, but also in terms of type of heritage. But one thing I need to make clear: outstanding universal value is not equally distributed throughout geographical coverage on Earth. This is absolutely clear. Outstanding universal value is related to very specific places, the most outstanding places on Earth, the most exceptional places on Earth. You need to make an argument why a site should go on the World Heritage List and has this outstanding universal value, and that should not be a political agenda of a mayor of a village to get re-elected. Certainly not.
Whether or not a historic or natural site is included in the World Heritage List is not decided by some UNESCO bureaucrats, but by the World Heritage Committee. It meets annually and consists of representatives sent by the governments of the member states. Mechtild Dressler says that political considerations have unfortunately played a role in the decision process.
It has increased in some of the decision-making of the World Heritage Committee. We have, for the first time last year, seen two sites going on the World Heritage List where the scientific bodies, that means our advisory bodies, which were created by UNESCO, namely ICOMOS and IUCN, couldn't find actually any values, and the committee inscribed these sites nevertheless. So this actually should not happen. The basis of the committee discussion should be a scientific evaluation which clearly states the reason why a site should go on the World Heritage List. And in the past, the committee had many discussions, but then when a site was not ready or when the statement, a potential statement of OUV was not very clear, when the management was not there, when the protection was not there, they just deferred the site and waited that a better file would come back. Now, for a number of reasons, unfortunately, this step is by some countries not taken and by the committee not taken. So we see, unfortunately, an increase in politics, which we at UNESCO don't want to see, because we need to protect the most outstanding places on Earth. And the convention is not about listing. The convention is about, and it's called actually the Convention Concerning the Protection of the Natural and the Cultural Heritage. You understand? So it's not about everything. It's about the protection of those most outstanding places. And that's where UNESCO has also to intervene.
Mechtild Dressler, director of the World Heritage Center of UNESCO in Paris. The 12 Czech sites included in the list are not in any way controversial. Nevertheless, after nearly three decades of membership in this elite club, Czech local authorities are starting to better understand that UNESCO status means not just privileges, but also responsibilities. Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.